Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Wonderland by Ace Atkins. Read for you by Joe Mantegna. Chapter 1. Henry Chimoli didn't mince words.
Have I ever asked you for a favor?
Nope.
In all the years I've been knowing you and Hawk, Henry said, I haven't asked for Jack Squat.
Jack or Squat has never been stated. We sat at an outdoor table at Kelly's Roast Beef, facing the ocean at Revere Beach. It was early spring, and people had rediscovered shorts and T-shirts. I was particularly interested in the return of the skirt, bare legs, and high heels with thin straps. Not that Revere was a fashion mecca. Revere was a working-class town, and Revere Beach was a working-class beach. But you could live well on the beach, and the seafood and Italian restaurants along the boulevard were very good. I had ordered a bucket of clams from the takeout window.
I take calls for you guys. Keep Pearl when you and Susan want to leave town and moon over each other.
Pearl loves you, Henry.
Do I complain?
She says you withhold affection. The wind was sharp and cold, but the sunshine warmed you during the lulls. I sampled a few fried clams from the bucket. Sadly, I learned Kelly's did not serve Blue Moon Ale, or any beer for that matter. One cannot enjoy fried clams with a Coke Zero. I dipped a few more in tartar sauce and studied a leggy brunette in a flowy skirt standing outside the beach pavilion. She kept the skirt from blowing away with the flat of her hand while she walked. Maybe Revere was on the verge of becoming fashionable. A couple paunchy guys in coveralls, stained with grease, got up from a